saw my other roommate with his thumb up his butt.
Mm-hmm. Your roommate had his thumb up his butt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But the guy has a girlfriend and everything.
Yeah, so there's a problem with his thumb being up the butt since he had his girlfriend.
Well, no, not that, but he was saying somebody's name.
Like, somebody's name while he had his finger up his butt.
Yeah. And
whose name?
I don't want to say.
Whose name? Tell us whose name.
Mine.
Your
name? Yeah.
Your name?
Yeah.
While he had his finger up his butt.
Yeah.
Okay, good call.
What's that?
That's a good call.
Hey, you're one of our best callers, man.
That's I bet he laughed. God. We can't explain that, but we like to hear the story. It's just the same.
No. I don't think I could get a job working there.
I don't think so.
Jeez. Pull the fire alarm, we'll get you a job.
Oh, no.
Tell all the kids to tune in.
Okay.
Okay, right. Thanks, man.
Yep, no problem.
Good night.
372-2826.
We're taking your calls right now.
Brothers United Against the Man. Is that still the name?
That's still the name.
We never say the name. I'd love to, like, burst out and say, this is Brothers United Against the Man.
Cole Strand.
Yeah.
I was listening to the radio the other day, Tuesday.
Yeah.
In the morning.
Uh-huh.
Early.
Wednesday morning.
Heard your voice.
Hello, you're on the
air.
I
was on.
I have a friend, and
everybody
he's
has
not
a
in
friend.
Room 307, but he's in room 302.
Yeah.
And, I'd like to comment on about the last caller type thing.
Yes, right. Please, comment.
He's got, like, a girlfriend.
Like a girlfriend or
well,
a girlfriend?
Yeah, he's got a girlfriend. Okay. You call it that.
Okay.
It's like a permanent beer goggle.
Okay.
But,
God.
You know how that goes.
That's pretty harsh, man.
Oh, I know, but, you know, I don't know.
You know, I know, but you know. Go ahead.
All right. Anyhow, so, his roommate, but my friend's his roommate, and he's caught him masturbating twice.
Your friend has caught your roommate masturbating
twice. No. My friend has caught his roommate, which is the guy in room 302.
The guy in 302, Treadwell.
With the girlfriend.
Masturbating.
And I'm just wondering,
Have you ever masturbated?
What?
Have you ever masturbated?
Oh, of course, all the time.
What's your first name?
Tim.
And your last name?
Feather.
Good call. Okay, thanks.
What do you think? Well,
no, I think it's a situation for keys and locks.
You know what? you know how they call him too is he didn't have class one day.
Yeah.
And so is this like a planned thing? I wonder. Yeah.
Well, if you wanted to masturbate and you lived in Founders, it seems like it'd be very difficult.
No, right. This is not Founders.
Oh, okay.
Where is it?
So we're talking about a different 302. See, we thought Founders was just really
rocking. Chrysler.
Chrysler. This is Batchelder then. No, Batchelder's in
it's Daryl Hall.
And it can't be Ashley, so it's Daryl or Compton.
It's Daryl or
my
Compton.
My bet it's Daryl.
Which floor? Let's see.
it's Daryl. Okay, so you're in 302, Daryl.
Do you play hockey?
And you were masturbating in front
hockey?
Of your girlfriend.
No, a different sport.
What's the sport?
I probably wouldn't be able to just say.
Is a ball involved?
No, not at all.
So you swim?
Track.
So, anyhow... The reason we think we saw the problem, but we're not sure.
Okay.
He did have pornos in his room.
Pornos in the room.
Magazines or movies?
Yeah, magazines.
Okay.
And he threw them out. So do you think that saw the problem? Or
So he was masturbating because the magazines were in the room.
Yeah,
okay.
I guess.
So you take away the source of the masturbation and the masturbation ceases.
Do you think that's possible?
No.
No?
No.
Do you think we should try to set him up?
I think you should find him a girlfriend.
Take him to Club SLP.
He has a girlfriend.
He has a girlfriend.
And he continues to masturbate.
He's still wet as a weasel.
He does what?
Wet as a weasel.
There's
look,
a term.
Look, man, it's his soap. It's his wiener. He can wash it as fast as he wants. Give the poor guy a break.
All right.
They say most, was it 95% or whatever? Everybody
99.999.
Yeah. Everyone masturbates, so you're saying you masturbate.
Cole Strand, do you...
To be honest.
I'm not going
to
say no.
I am. I don't. I never have.
Yeah, Comer and I have never masturbated.
Never.
Not once.
Well, I didn't say yes. Peer pressure is horrible in this movie right now.
Good call.
Anything else in your mind?
No, not at all.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks.
See
Bye.
Ya. Thanks a lot to the call from Daryl. Chrysler Daryl. Room 302, I think it was. Thanks. It's 1:43 in the morning, Monday.
How's your weekend, Chris?
My weekend was fine. The hockey team lost. I was a little...
Oh, they did lose both games.
So I'm looking forward to October. Caller, you on the air?
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
I'm calling about the guys that just called a minute ago.
Yes.
You hear me?
I can hear you.
You can hear us.
The guys that called from, where the hell was it, Founders 307?
Yeah.
The guy who's talking about his roommate's butt in particular.
And his thumb.
And his thumb, yeah. And I want to know what that's all about.
Well, the deal was that the...
Something about a gland?
The young man had his thumb up his orifice, and he was finding pleasure in it.
And he was saying...
Do these fellas across campus, are they aware of a certain substance called ether?
Ether.
Yeah, that's correct, ether.
Yeah, I've heard the story.
The story. It's pretty available on campus from what I hear.
Yeah.
I think you should use it if he likes butt slamming his butt buddy.
Butt slamming his butt buddy.
That's correct.
Where do you go to get ether on campus?
Well, there's an ether house.
Ether house?
There's an ether house. There's one off campus, and there's also one, I think it's located in 305, as a matter of fact.
What's an ether house?
It's sort of like a distillery.
Yeah.
It's similar to that of a crack house.
Okay.
It's where they produce mass quantities of this substance called ether.
Okay.
What does ether do?
Well, from personal experience, I know nothing about this.
Of course.
A so-called friend. His name is Borno.
Borno.
Yeah, that's his nickname, okay? I'm not going to give his name because he'll get really pissed off.
Okay, don't.
And he's really a promiscuous guy on campus.
Yes. You know?
I think he goes to SOP every night.
What's SOP?
The meat market.
It's on the...
Cassidy's meat market.
Yeah, the meat house.
The meat house. The meat
right.
house.
And the, you know, he sits on a fax machine and faxes a picture of his ass to girls and stuff.
Yeah.
Do they enjoy getting them?
Hello.
This guy, you know, he's really promiscuous and he hangs out with a lot of women.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I think he went to the hospital last week and he took a test.
Yeah. Has a little leak.
He's been acting really depressed lately.
Uh-oh.
I think he said he had HIV positive.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
What does that do with ether, huh? Well, from ether. Well, that's a...
Over there, next in line for the HIV positive. They don't put that ether away.
No doubt. Man.
Say.
Yes.
Okay, good call.
Thank you, Saddam.
Thank you. Goodbye. 372-2826.
Anyway, with all this crazy talk we've been having about masturbation, which I would like to get away from, I have
a
song.
The man with one white glove.
I have a song for you guys. You guys know Van Halen played guitar on this?
Yeah.
Eddie Van Halen.
Eddie Van Halen did the riff.
Did you really think I was going to play the whole song?
No, get a
play the riff.
Sometimes I try to do things, and it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. And I get real frustrated. And I try hard to do it, and I take my time, but it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. It's like I talk to jail real hard, but it just doesn't work out. And everything I do and everything I try, it's like, I need time to figure these things out. There's always someone there going, hey Mike, you know, we've been noticing you've been having a lot of problems lately, you know? Maybe get away. And like, maybe you should talk about it, you'll feel a lot better. And I go, no, it's okay, you know? I'll figure it out. See if you're alone, I'll figure it out, you know? I'm just working on myself. They go, well, you know, if you want to talk about it, I'll be here, you know? And you'll probably feel a lot better if you talk about it. Who wants to talk about it? I go, no, I don't want to, I'm okay. I'll figure it out myself. And they just keep bugging me. And they just keep bugging me. And it feels on the fire. It's got me in two times. It's got my regular place out. You will have it. Then I feel like this is the end of life. I'm not crazy. Here's the design. Get it what I'm crazy. Here's the design. Get out of me crazy. Here's the design. They take it in and in. Don't you play with me. Oh, it's good to get me in. For my love is like a cup. Yeah, I need myself. I was in my room, and I was just like staring at the wall, thinking about everything. Instead of, yeah, I was thinking about nothing. And then my mom came in, and I didn't even know she was there. She called my name, and I didn't hear it. And she started screaming, Mike, Mike! And I go, what? What's the matter? She goes, what's the matter with you? I go, isn't that wrong, huh? She goes, don't tell me that. You're out of time.
I go, Mom, I'm okay. I'm just thinking. She goes, no, you're not thinking. You're on drugs. None of the people don't like you that way. I go, Mom, just give me a Pepsi, please. All I want is a Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me. All I wanted was a Pepsi. Just one Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me. Just a Pepsi. I'm sitting in my room. My mom and my dad came in. They pulled up a chair and they sat down. They go, Mike, we need to talk to you. I go, okay, what's the matter? They go, me and your mom, we noticed lately you've been having a lot of problems. And you've been pulling off for no reason. And we're afraid you're gonna hurt somebody. And we're afraid you're gonna hurt yourself. So we decided that it would be in your best interest if we put you somewhere where you can get the help that you need. And I go, wait, what are you talking about? We decided my best interest. How do you know what my best interest is? How can you say what my best interest is? What are you trying to say? I'm crazy. When I went to your school, I went to your churches, I went to your institutions to learn from somebody. So how can you say I'm crazy? That's gonna be for most of me. That's gonna be for me. That's gonna be for me.
All right, it doesn't matter. I'll probably get hit by a car anyway. Suicidal tendencies have institutionalized from way back the early 80s where hardcore ruled. Hey, guys, what's up?
Hi, Fred.
Not much.
Not too much. Colstrom, you have any success last night finding a woman?
Well, no. I've been trying to take calls. We haven't even gotten anybody. Yes, I'm very eligible.
Yeah.
The number is 372-2826.
You're practically screaming from sexual tension.
Yeah, and they call me 18 inches, too.
Yeah, I know. What's wrong with the women of Bowling Green?
Well, I don't go to Club SOP either.
I think you should go to Cassidy's.
Yeah.
The Meat House.
All the callers tonight say it's the happening place.
Yeah, I have to check that out. Of course, they don't have cool bands like Big Hunk.
Oh, Big Hunk ruled. It was
a good show. We should do a live remote from there.
From
Cassidy's?
From the meat market.
We could just drop a mic in on select conversation.
Drop a mic in on people's conversation.
What are you drinking, bud? What are you drinking?
Just go to the payphone, man. What are you drinking, Bush?
Check out that babe over there in the red mini. Oh, look at those babushkas on her.
I'm drinking the Coca-Cola.
Babushkas, is that a technical term?
It's a Soviet term, man.
I think you could figure it out.
Yeah.
Well, follow the dotted line.
What's up? What's on your mind, Fred?
I don't know. The show's been very entertaining tonight.
I'm glad you like it.
Quite enjoyable.
Your approval means a lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, I always enjoy the show, but tonight's just been hilarious.
The topic tonight is sex, and Fred, what we want to know is, have you been having much sex lately?
No. I've become a prude lately. Quite the prude.
Have you ever masturbated?
What?
Have you ever?
I've become a prude in that aspect, too. It just doesn't do anything. I gotta meet a hot female. Or a hot porno book. One of the two.
We've got a penthouse. Stop by. We'll leave one here in the at the station.
Yeah, we had to do some background research.
You guys have penthouse in the station?
Yeah, we brought a few penthouses in.
I gotta do your research,
man, before you do your program. It's kind of mood music.
You guys ever read Leisure Concepts? It's this catalog they put out. My roommate gets it. Gets some interesting. It has Dane Harlow, our newest hermaphrodite.
No.
It's pretty good. Dane Gets It Good is your new video.
Dane Gets It Good.
Getting suspicious. This thing's getting kind of sticky.
Well, Colstrand's got a sampling of some literature.
Read it, John.
It's quite long. You sure you want to?
Yeah, I'll go for it. Is it from Forum?
It'll get you. Get you.
Yeah, it's from Forum.
Yeah. It's called Gator Made. Okay. I am another one of those who didn't believe any of your letters until my fantasy came a reality.
John, first let me preface this by saying that's how I pay my way through college. I write all the Penthouse form letters.
And John, before you go any further, we got to have some form music.
Oh, that's nice. I go to a small liberal arts college in Connecticut and just finished with my finals. Yesterday, I went for a long bicycle ride to relieve some tension.
It always helps.
Yeah, it's a hot, horrid afternoon. Humid afternoon, I'm sorry. What? It's dark in here. I almost went home, but in a bit of a hurry because I was supposed to meet a friend and go to the Huey Lewis concert. Nevertheless, I was dying for a bottle of Gatorade and rode to a nearby grocery store. I couldn't find any of the juice. So in my weary, dehydrated state, I moaned, Gatorade. Suddenly, from the other side of the shelves, popped out this hot-looking blonde wearing white short shorts and a purple halter top. Gatorade, asked.
Hey, John, that's the required uniform for 7-Elevens now.
Okay.
At least in Penthouse Forum.
You know about Gatorade? Like when you're so hungover that your lips burn? I knew what she meant. And should we discuss the wonders of the juice of life, as we waited in line with our bottles?
Isn't that sperm?
I'm not sure.
The juice of life.
Read between the dotted lines, I guess. Out of the blue, she asked if I knew anyone who wanted to buy some of her extra Huey Lewis tickets. I told her that I already had mine, but added that we should meet at the show. We stood outside and bullshitted.
Hey, John, you just fell into that.
Oh, I'm sorry. But, you know, it was written here. And Bull asked as we drank our Gatorade. By the time I finished chugging my bottle, I had to hold it in front of my spandex bicycle shorts to hide the woody that I had arisen from watching the bouncing of her full hair and firm breasts. She was a beautiful 28-year-old, but seemed truly turned on by my youth. She asked if I would like to drive around before the concert. I warned her that I would have to shower, and we would also have to pick up my friend. She understood and told me she would have to stop by her old man's place to pick up the tickets. Should I go on, Fred?
I think we get the... Oh, no, wait, I got somebody else here.
John, with your erotic voice, I wouldn't be surprised if the men in 302 are spanking right now.
But Bob, are you spanking?
We'll have to call him up and ask him for some feedback.
302, Daryl.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Who was that?
Experiencing a lull.
Hello.
That was a quick little lull there.
A lull.
Yeah,
in the words of Dave Letterman.
Cole Strand had to take a breather.
You're experiencing a lull.
Speaking of Dave, have you watched his show lately?
I saw when Super Dave Osborne was on.
Yeah, that's funny.
And Mr. Lynch. Mr. Lynch with his squeaky voice. Yeah. Little weasel.
I like Bud.
Who?
Bud Melman, yeah.
Right from Kuwait City?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was funny.
You know, as long as this is on the topic of sex, maybe we should wonder whether or not Larry Bud Melman masturbates and what he masturbates to.
Wow. Do you think he's still getting it up, though?
I know.
Larry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm sure he is. Sure, he's got that Chester the Molester look to him.
Yeah, I guess. You remember when they sent him to South America?
Yeah.
And he almost quit the show.
He hated it.
I guess he was serious.
He's like in Guatemala and he was just crying on the phone.
Yeah. They picked that guy up like in Indiana somewhere, I think.
Yeah.
The man's a genius.
Yeah. What? Anything else? Any questions for our dwindling panel?
About sex?
We have no panel anymore, John.
Yeah, where's Comer? What's he doing?
Right here.
Comer's alive.
Yeah, I'm right here being an artiste.
You are very artistic.
Anything else on your mind?
I think that the after all that talk of masturbation and then playing Beat It, I chuckled heartily. I thought that was very, very witty on your part.
Well, thanks.
Sure, man.
Tune in more often.
Well, you know.
I'll have you rolling on the floor, man.
Sunday nights.
That's right.
That's
figuratively, of course.
Laundry time.
Yeah.
I just wonder
why. Why the archaic attitude so many people have about masturbation, they say.
Society.
Why? Yeah. Why is it that? Why is it so? Why is it so?
It's the Reagan administration.
Where are the Chris Dares of the world when you have a radio show?
Is it because you're wasting seed?
Yeah.
To be more properly put to use.
That's a good point.
What do you think about wasting seed?
Me?
Yeah.
All right, I do it at will. I'm a seed wasting man.
Pretty frank admission.
Yeah.
We got to figure out just about all of our cars probably have wasted it.
Well, no, I defy you to find anyone who.
I like to have somebody wasted on the air.
Somebody.
Let's do that.
Come on, let's do a remote.
Okay, Chris.
That's a bit like. It sounds to me like that. What's that movie with? What's his name? pump up the volume.
Pump up the volume. Never stop.
With Hard Harry. Hard Harry spraying in his own face on the air.
Okay.
Hey, we got to do a little business here. Is that all that's on your mind?
Yeah, we
sure,
gotta,
man.
We got to do some commercials.
Thanks.
Kill me.
Lines are open, 372-2826. We'll be right back right after this.
Frogs. Facts. Frogs. Facts. Frogs. Facts. Frogs. Facts. Bear. 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 Frogs. Facts. Frogs. Facts. Bear. 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 Frogs. Facts. Frogs. Facts. Drugs, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. 88.1 FM, WBGU, The Fred and Andy Show. Monday nights, 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. on Tuesday mornings. Tune in for more sex, drugs, beer, rock and roll on the shark.
Beautiful, boys.
Uh-huh. WBGU, Bowling Green, Ohio.
We got a call. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, I got a question.
Okay. You called the right place.
What's your favorite bar here in BG?
What's that?
What's your favorite bar in BG?
Good Times.
Howard's.
Good Times, but I wish it was as big as Howard's.
Howard's
place sucks.
Howard's is the best.
I like the entertainment
air
at good
hockey.
Times.
It's all in the air hockey table, man. There's only two bars in town that got air hockey. There's only two bars in town I go to.
How about downtown?
Downtown, cool bar.
They got air hockey
good
there.
Good bar. Yeah, women have started to become just a tad like marks, though. And I don't like that.
What do you like about marks?
I don't like anything about marks.
Real.
For example?
I would like the fact that if marks burned down, that would be good.
You're promoting this burning down type
Yeah,
thing?
Sure, what the hell?
Is that illegal?
Promoting it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not sure.
What's your favorite bar caller?
Broadhouse.
Oh, that's a good bar, too.
Why is that? What qualities do you ascribe to that bar that make it superior?
Well, the girls are there. No cover.
No cover.
Are you legal?
No.
I'm not legal either. That's a good place to go, though, from what I've heard.
Well, my friend got thrown out the other day, so for drinking and beer.
Your friend got thrown out for drinking?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
That goes well.
Well, they'll stamp you high some nights.
What's that?
They'll stamp you high some nights. It's happened to me.
Well,
maybe it's an accident. I didn't hear you, Comer.
I said as soon as you get your stamp, you can smear it right away.
Oh, so that's the secrets, the
that's
tricks
the
of the trade. So if you wipe off the stamp, you're going to be able to drink all evening. What's your first name?
John. This is John again.
John, where do you live?
I live in Darrow.
Oh.
John, what floor?
Third.
302 Darrow.
No, 306.
306 Darrow. John, what's your last name?
John Carpenter.
What?
Hello?
John Colleran.
John Colleran. Okay, good call, John.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the real question, okay?
Okay.
Now, before I'm talking about the lesbians, you remember?
Yeah, lesbians.
Oh, well, you're something too.
You're weird,
lesbians.
Huh?
You're
Go
weird.
Ahead. Tell us about
lesbians.
Anyway,
remember you asked me the question whether I masturbated or not, and I said no.
Yeah.
Well, I was lying.
Yeah.
No.
We don't care.
Well, that's not very important.
John, are you naked?
No, actually, I'm in my underwear.
I don't usually do this. 372-2826.
Oh,
the lines are now open.
Oh, get rid of them.
I don't care.
I
don't want to know how often people masturbate.
That's
Give
right.
Me a break.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It is a worn thing to talk about.
No, it's not. It's how you talk about it. This isn't something cheap, Cole Strand. I don't know how you live your life, but the rest of us out there in the universe, we take this stuff pretty serious.
You're on the air,
man.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
Man, I just like comment about Mark there.
Right,
I think it really sucks, too.
All right.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm a fraternity faggot today.
Hey, 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 hey. Can't
I don't think that's one of those words.
Fraternity on the air.
You can't say fraternity on the air.
No. Slow down, buddy.
All right, yeah, that's right. That is kind of a shitty word.
Yeah, you can't say that word.
You can't say word on the air.
All right, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you for your time.
Mark's terrible, right. Terrible bar.
You want to form a committee?
It's the end of that. 372-2826. Lines.
Tell us what your favorite bar is. I'm looking for a relationship, though. I want to clear that up. I'm not a cheap and tawdry radio star.
You're on the air.
Get off this masturbation topic. It's been beat to death.
Oh, God.
Bad.
He sounded uptight. Just
sounded suspiciously like a program director. I know.
Okay. John Colstrand.
The calls are just pouring in.
John Colstrand is 6 foot one.
Five.
6 foot five?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You're on the air.
Hi.
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 This is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
What's up with you guys tonight?
Not much.
Nothing at
What's
all.
What's up with you, Karen?
Our topic is sex tonight.
Yes, I know. That's why I called in.
What can you tell us about sex?
Well, did you know that oral sex is illegal?
Where?
Not here.
Everywhere.
No.
Yes.
Oral sex, no.
So how many people are criminals in the United States?
Everybody.
I know.
Everybody.
I know a couple here.
Oh, how sad. This program is run by criminals.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy oral sex?
Do I giving or receiving?
Both.
Yeah.
You enjoy giving?
And receiving.
That's great.
I know, isn't it though?
Do you feel like a criminal?
No.
Karen, do you know John?
No.
John's looking for a relationship.
I know, I've heard.
What are you doing at 3?
I'm taking my roommate to a hospital, and I was like, if they don't let me on very soon, I'm going to be so angry.
Karen?
I'm glad I got to go on.
Karen, why don't you just come down here at 3 o'clock?
Don't be such a smoothie, man. You make me sick.
What do you think, Karen?
Karen?
But I want to say something. Buddy said that, you know, no one was buying condoms. And, you know, as a Dairy Mart employee, we sell many, many condoms.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you ever take a needle and put one through?
Oh, I'd love to, but I'm not that cruel. I hear only gas station employees can do that.
It's kind of a rule, an unwritten rule, that gas and police station.
And everyone that I've ever known that's worked at one has done it.
Hey, Karen.
What?
What are you doing at 3 o'clock?
What am I doing? Who is this?
This is Chris.
Chris? Chris who?
The other Chris.
The other Chris?
Yeah. Well, which Chris is Chris and which Chris is the other Chris?
He's 6'1". He has glasses.
Whole hunk of burning.
I think he's the clean-cut Chris. I'm the hippie Chris.
Well, I know the hippie Chris.
I'm the guy who came in second.
No hippie Chris.
Yeah. Sorry. And bought the booms.
Hip. Mm. So what's this deal about everyone talking about sex with like...
Oh, it's sick.
With like coke and...
I know.
And acid.
Look, it's Sunday night. It's midnight. You start talking about sex, the weirdos come out of the closet. It's as simple as that.
We haven't heard from... Montrose,
P. Fillmore.
I know, we have.
He's probably totally disgusted by our topic tonight. Probably thinks we're a bunch of heathens. Sodomizing and Gomorrah.
No, actually, I think he'll call us and tell us about sex with Mildred.
Yeah.
We're hoping.
Karen?
Well, no one has stood up for Sex Stone.
Sex Stone? No, Betty did talk about that.
Did she?
Yeah, we weren't big fans of that because it decreases the mobility and agility of the man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in terms of...
Well, what if they're on bottom, though?
Well, if they're on bottom, they'll probably fall asleep.
That would be bad.
That'd be rude.
I have a question for you guys. I don't even think you could answer this. Can women be impotent?
Impotent?
Yes, impotent.
I'm sure.
I'm sure they can.
And in what way?
Well, their clitoris will not become engorged.
There's my ex-girlfriend, for example.
Oh, you should not bring up personal things.
Oh, Comer.
It's a bad thing to say.
Just kidding.
Just joking.
I'm not trying to draw my personal life. It was set up. It was too easy. You guys set it up for me.
If the word of guy was here, he could probably help you, too.
Yeah, because, you know, he and I formed a club. The basketball club.
And, Chris, how did you get the nickname Gooch? Is that correct? It's Gooch?
The Goocher.
Now, how'd you get that name?
It's a long, long story. Remember Different Strokes, the TV show?
Oh, you used to beat up kids?
Yeah, the Gooch was the neighborhood bully that used to beat up Arnold.
Oh, this is true.
Yeah, I beat up real short little black kids, too.
Because I know someone else named the Gooch.
Pardon me?
I know someone else's nickname Gooch.
Who?
Who? A skater from home?
Well, he's not the real Gooch.
You're the real Gooch?
I am the real Gooch.
Chris, I have a friend named Gooch. He's from home.
Cool story. I have a friend.
Okay, wait to knock your collars, man.
Good call. Thanks for the call, Karen.
Okay, well, have fun tonight.
Call us back up next week.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. This is T-Rex with Buick McCain.
Give us a call, give us a call, give us a call.
372-2826. T-Rex from the album Slider with Buick McCain. Hello, you're on the air.
What's up?
Hello.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm fine. Good. Do you know who I am?
Can't rightly say.
I'm Cack.
Cack?
My friends call me, they call me Pimp Mac Daddy, but, you know, that's more of a nickname
Pimp,
than anything
Pimp
else.
Pimp Mac Daddy?
Pimp Mac Daddy.
I like that. That's a great nickname. Baron Gooch.
What's my... Cack.
Cack.
That's my initials.
Sounds like something you...
We're shaking, Cack.
Well, let me tell you. I had a problem with my girlfriend, Jonathan.
Your girlfriend, Jonathan?
Yeah. As an infant, Well, see, Jonathan was reared as a female after his penis was actually burned off during a routine circumcision involving electrocauterization.
Gotta hate the burned off penis.
Burn, baby, burn.
Well, gotta hate it.
It was electrocauterization, and that'll happen sometimes.
That'll happen.
That's what I've heard. A small percentage runs into that problem, and he was raised as a girl.
Yeah.
And my question is, do you know of any, like, cream or ointment or salve on the market that could correct this problem?
Oh, it's called Joy Jelly.
Joy Jelly.
Do you think it would help him be restored and correct that which was wrong in his body?
Try some Aunt Jemima maple syrup. That might work.
Caro.
We've tried virtually everything.
What about motor oil?
What about Crisco?
No. What? Javeline? Penfo?
Honey? Have you tried honey?
No, not
chocolate that syrup. Have you tried chocolate syrup?
Have you tried watermelon juice? Watermelon juice? Have you tried it?
No.
Have you tried
all.
ripe cherries and whipped cream?
I've been sticking to medical creams.
Have you tried hairspray?
That's a thought, but he doesn't have any hair.
Have you tried rubbing alcohol?
Have you tried spick and span in a jar?
Wait, slow down, because I'm trying to get all
these
down.
Are you writing all these
down?
Have you ever tried ink?
No, not that either.
Is this one getting really silly or what?
Get rid of them.
Where did you?
372-2826 is the phone number. We're awaiting your call.
How many people do you think have girlfriends named Jonathan?
How many people do you know have girlfriends, John?
A lot.
Not you.
You're on the air.
Oh, don't get personal.
Hi, we're doing okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. What? I have a comment for the guy that called in about the fraternity guys at Mark's.
Yeah.
Okay. More than 50% of the whole campus is Greek anyway.
No, that's wrong.
Well, it's pretty damn close.
No, not even close. It's 19%.
You're Greek, aren't you? Because only a Greek would say that.
It's 19%.
I'm sorry, that's rude.
19%?
19% Greek.
And what percent runs the student government?
That is a great point.
That's annoying, is what that is.
Actually, we've broken it down, and there's 62% of all USG senators are Greek.
And they all leave the meetings at 9.
What, to go to tea?
I'm sorry, I'm really sounding bad. I'm really down on them, though.
Yeah.
Okay, and another
why'd you bring up that point about USG and being Greek or not?
Just a little comment. I thought I'd make sure I would check.
Okay, this is what I'm going to tell you. Next week, it's the same time, we're going to have the USG debates.
Our show.
We're going to have all 5 presidential candidates.
We're going to ask Kevin how often he masturbates.
And if he sweats.
He sweats a lot.
And we're going to also ask all the rest of them why the hell they want to do this.
Have any inclination for you there.
It's going to be a great show. Tune in, all right?
Okay, I have another question for you.
All right.
Okay.
That's our format.
Well, this is about sex.
Great.
Okay? Hit me.
What if, what do you do when first the girl that you're with likes to receive, we'll call it cunnilingus, for a better term.
That's a better
term. But she doesn't like to give.
Slap her.
As well as she likes to receive.
Kick her in the groin.
Kick her in the groin.
Oh, that's...
It's just a joke. It's just a joke.
You know, though, you could put a man on the moon, but you can't make a pussy taste good.
Hey, man. Hey, John.
Okay, well...
John, what is up?
I want to...
What is this, John?
Look, if you keep doing it, I'm going to cut you off, just like I just did. Stop.
Man.
All right, go on.
I want to challenge the women that are listening to...
to call in with an answer?
Yeah, call in with an answer and just say why. Why women like it so much to be done to them, but won't turn around and do it back.
Have you tried chocolate syrup?
I've tried everything.
Have you tried
peanut
honey?
Butter, honey, chocolate syrup.
Hairspray?
No hairspray.
Rubbing alcohol?
Tasty thing.
Motor oil?
Tasty thing. They make a whipped cream that's flavored like strawberry, but my girlfriend always complains it makes her mouth numb.
Well, here's hoping that some either young or old ladies in our audience will respond to your challenge and give us a call tonight
caller,
and hopefully help you out.
Caller, she said the same thing to me. So, so it's not just you.
Well, you know.
Sorry, you left yourself wide open on that one.
Well, I'll just think if you sprayed it in her, she'd never orgasm.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you go now. But
all right, thanks a lot.
Here's hoping we get some responses to the challenge.
You mean we're not allowed to say that?
372-2826.
Well, we're not allowed to say that, Chris.
Cole Strahan.
I read that in a book.
You're a man of mass communication.
True.
We put you on the air, and you go crazy.
I'm having a good time. People listen to my radio show. You know, Chris, you said no one was listening, and I got five requests after 4 a.m.
That's great.
Yeah, I am the consummate overnight DJ.
Played a lot of the Pogues, didn't you?
Yeah.
You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. We're okay. What's your name?
Jake.
Hi, Jake.
Hi, Jake.
What's happening with you guys tonight? What's the topic tonight? I always like to call in, but...
The topic tonight is sex.
Oh, in general? That's pretty wide open.
We're leaving it a little wide open to bring in different diverse points of view.
Okay.
What's your diverse point of view?
My diverse point of view? Wow. Well, you guys get me started.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Why don't you ask yourself, Troll Flippy?
What?
What do you say to that?
I don't want to give away her name. That's what I'm trying to tell you, man.
Fine.
Okay. Does she like to give and receive?
If you know the fresh words, you know what I'm saying. I don't want to give away
her name. Right, we dig. We had a caller, the caller right before you. Were you listening?
No, I just got back to my room. Okay. I like to listen to this show.
He poised a question. You know, what do you do if you get a girl who likes to receive, for lack of a better term, cunnilingus, but doesn't like to give it in return? You know,
what was that thing that she likes to receive?
Cunnilingus.
Cuddlingness?
Cunnilingus.
Oh.
It's where you insert your tongue into her vagina?
I thought you were saying cuddlingness.
No, nobody likes to.
But she doesn't like
to give it back. Our caller was wondering, you know, like, how do you deal with a girl like that?
How could she give it back? Because I don't have such a receptacle on my body for her to give it back.
No, man. You're missing the point of view. So she likes to receive oral sex, but she...
Oh, so just in general.
Yeah,
okay.
Pretty much.
Jeez, I was like... I thought I was going to have to explain to you anatomy here, but...
Thanks, we got a book.
We're up on that.
We got a book in front of us. We're all
good. That's good. That's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You might have to
go
to therapy or something together, but that's expensive.
Therapy.
All right. Well, my roommate just woke up and he's been listening. He told me to slap her.
Slap her?
What do you think?
Well, that'll work.
That'll work, I guess.
My Uncle Bungie, he just does whatever he pleases, gets out to... Have you ever heard of Uncle Bungie? He's kind of legendary.
No, I've never heard of Uncle
Bungie. My Uncle Bungie, I'm serious, he is well known. If you're from the... Well, where are you guys from? I'm from, like, around Mentor, Ohio area.
Mentor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm from Cincinnati.
New Boston, Michigan.
Any guys from around Cleveland or anything? Because I'm serious, you may have heard of Uncle Bungie.
No.
He's a talk show fanatic. He gets on and talks about this, you know, whatever.
Sex?
Does he talk about sex?
Yeah, Uncle Bungie will do anything. He's awesome.
Does Uncle Bungie ever talk about religion?
He might if you pressed him on that. He doesn't have a kneecap, so...
Oh, he doesn't?
What's that got to do with religion?
It means you can't kneel in a Catholic church. Can't you figure out anything?
Colstrand, man, you got a toilet mouth.
Oh, what?
I said kneel in a church.
No, I heard what you said.
Okay.
Okay.
You weren't talking to me.
No, not you. I was talking to this.
Okay. I was going to say, I pride myself on my clean mouth. Okay, anyways, I'm getting the background. Uncle Bungie has no kneecap, but that's because he was involved in a robbery, and
they stole
he's
it?
Never, well, no, but he was involved in a robbery in which, when he's trying to escape, the clerk sort of bashed him with a bat in the knee, and he hasn't ever taken this to confession, so just talking about church, well, it kind of... He's a man, see, I don't think he likes to talk about it much.
God, this is a long call.
Have anything about sex to talk about?
Well, oh yeah, that's the topic of the evening, is it not?
Yeah.
Are you guys talking about abnormal things?
No, just sex in general.
For instance,
normal, abnormal, your girlfriend, my girlfriend.
The spelling of the word, it doesn't matter. Just sex.
X-E-S.
Okay, well.
X.
You know, there's something that's been kind of crazy, just living where I live here.
Where do you live?
Where do I live?
Yeah, I asked you.
In Rogers.
Well, Rogers is a party dorm, isn't it?
Oh, it's wacky.
Wacky? What floor do you live on?
On the second.
Okay.
Anyways, what I'm trying to tell you is that my roommate's like, oh, geez, probably 90% of the time he's wearing the goggles.
Oh, really?
And, you know, it sometimes, like, tonight it's all right because nobody's in here, but it's sort of like a freak show when I come back and he's already in here. You never know what you're going to find in
here.
He's
always in there thrashing.
Well, yeah, but just the partner that he's chosen for the evening.
Well, you know.
The yak woman or the bearded lady or...
It's pretty. It's,
he's been hanging out at SOP, right?
Probably. I don't know.
It's the meat market, don't you know?
Oh, yeah. Cassidy. That's what it's called. SOPs, right?
So you know what the topic of the next week's show is going to be?
What's that?
USG.
Oh, really? Are you going to tie that in with this week's topic?
What is it and why is it? Yeah, it's going to be boring as hell. We're going to talk about sex.
Maybe, I was going to say, maybe I ought to just carry this on over to next week.
Yeah, this could be, no, this could be like
the
weekly topic.
Sex and USG.
Sex and USG. Linda Schnetzer and Kevin Coghlan. Have they done it and when?
Like some people feel right today.
That could be pretty steamy.
It's a strong and roses. Steamy.
Do you guys have anything else?
Not really.
Very steamy.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.
Number 4 down.